and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And the second day of joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles has come to a close. Started really early this morning due to the weather, as you can hear and see the rain coming down behind us. And I got to say, the offense started off a little slow. The Patriots offense kind of learning how to deal with the wet conditions, but essentially ended up having a pretty decent day today. What do you think?
Yeah, Jake, I would agree. Good work for these two teams in these conditions. You know, Bill Belichick and Chip Kelly really appreciated the opportunity to put them out there in less than ideal circumstances.
Right.
And watching the Patriots offense, what strikes me right now is the maneuverability of the offensive line, continuing to mix and match, but also Dan Connolly continuing, it seems, to establish himself once again at center, a position he played in years past. And then there's a guy like Jordan Devey, who we haven't talked about at all. But with the Baltimore Ravens in preseason last year, wound up on the Patriots practice squad. He's a guy who started the first game for them in Washington, and he continues to get a lot of reps in these joint practices.
Right, and Coach Belichick couldn't say enough great things about Dan Connolly the other day. And also Brian Stork, who hasn't been out there, you know, maybe this has created that opportunity maybe for him to get more of those reps. Let's talk about staying with the offense. Jimmy Garoppolo, you said he seems more confident this week. He was definitely had an extended amount of reps with Ryan Mallett being absent the first 2 days, Sunday and Monday. But what makes you think that? What do you see out there in him?
You know, just watching him in the joint practices in Richmond against the Redskins and seeing him out there today, there seems to be an added comfort level for him and a greater confidence. He's really developed a nice chemistry at times with Josh Boyce and Brian Timms in particular. We saw how Timms translated in the game against Washington. But what strikes me now is just him being able to locate an open receiver, whereas maybe last week in Richmond at times, that was a difficult proposition. I just see a greater comfort level and an increased confidence for him out there.
All right, so a lot of good things from the practice field today. We will have you covered as we continue throughout the week and get ready for game time on Friday night at Gillette Stadium. That'll do it for Bob and myself for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.